y'all. My name is Luke. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from body image and people pleasing. Hey, guys. At 12 years old, I understood that Christ paid the price for my sin on the cross. I accepted his free gift of eternal life, but I was unaware of what it truly meant to be a devoted follower of Christ. My relationship with Christ was built on sand, waiting for the next summer camp high to remind me of my need for him. I assumed that as long as I attended church and small group, summer camp, a Christian sports camp, I would be okay. Bullying at school eroded my self-esteem and self-image. I desired the attention of friends and found my significance in their view of me. The more I was called fat, the more I hated my appearance. I wanted to lose weight, but found comfort in food. Food was loyal, available, and satisfactory. I had no self-control and continued eating even though I was full. My parents lovingly tried to limit my food intake and encouraged me to join my high school soccer team. This led me to being more active and shedding weight. Friends and girls started giving me attention because of how I looked, which led me to idolize my body image. In college, I did CrossFit workouts 6 days a week and cut out food groups that I thought would make me fat. After the Lord allowed an injury to humble me, I pursued physical healing only so that I could get back into the gym. I judged others if they didn't eat or work out like me, but I was the one enchained to my pride and the approval of others. The mirror became my enemy. I consistently found things to criticize. Leaning on my own understanding, I was only hurting myself more. I would try to find the best diet to help me get cut and look good. I was being controlled by my fleshly desires. My struggle was easy to hide because the world screams that we need to be fit and look good. I wanted to transform my physical body, but not allow the Lord to transform my mind. A friend told me that I needed to go to Regen. Immediately, I thought, nah, not me. I didn't think I needed recovery, even though I believed my struggle would control me for the rest of my life. God graciously gave me the courage to try regeneration. On my first night, I had no idea what I was going to say, but God gave me the words. As I confessed body image and self-control, I felt a huge relief. 1 John 1:7-9 says, "But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us of our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness." As I persevered through the program, I realized that when I thought I was in control, I completely fooled myself. Romans 2:4 says that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance. Because of his loving kindness, he showed me my need to repent. Before Regen, I had not believed that God's way was better, but God taught me that I have no good thing apart from him. I would never experience freedom until I fully submitted to him, until I trusted God I had no power over my sin. The Lord stripped me down of my walls of control so that I could trust him more fully. The fourth principle that you guys are reading, life change, taught me that if I submitted to him and trusted his words, I would find fulfillment. In Ephesians 4:23-24, Paul states, "You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, to be made new in the attitudes of your mind and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness." I realized my need to clothe myself with humility and my need for control to combat the temptation of the mirror. I can still be tempted by the mirror. I have to starve my idol or else it will kill me. I began covering my bathroom mirror with prayer cards to remind me to turn to God. Today, I'm actively combating my old self and pursuing Christ wholeheartedly. The temptation and struggle are still there. Only in heaven will we be completely free. I have to surrender daily to pick up my sword and be on guard, knowing that the enemy wants to devour me. I can't go one day without dwelling and being in communication with the Lord. He is patient and gentle with me as all of his children. The message of reconciliation has ruled my intimate friendships as I have learned that Christ desires his children to live at peace with one another. My heavenly Father is refining how I daily see conflict, seeing it as an opportunity to glorify God. Having men around me spurring me on has been life-giving as they know my struggles and they know how they can love me better. But I must live in the light. One way to keep me accountable is simply these men ask me if I'm hungry when they see me snacking. Am I eating for comfort or am I truly fueling myself and worshiping God? I'm no longer controlled by the food I eat or the amount of time I'm spent at the gym. In this life, you will have trouble, but take heart. Jesus has overcome the world and your sin. No struggle is too big for Christ to redeem. You are never out of reach of his love. He is pursuing you right now. Nothing, no eating disorder or addiction can separate you from the love of Christ. The road may be bumpy, but buckle up, because he has good things in store for you. I'm not fixed, but I know the potter who molds me and cares for me daily.